podcast, podcasting, podcast feed,
podcast,
podcast, iPod.org,
podcast,
openpodcast.org, podcast,
podcasting, almost live,
Everything Digital podcast. Round two, she by round two, and it is Tuesday, November 16th, 2004, on the Everything Digital podcast. So, for some reason, I'm not sure why, I've just fixed Soundflower Bed on my computer, which should make this a little clearer than the last podcast, where I had to use the software playthrough of Sound Studio, which I'm sure slows down the recording, because, my computer doesn't exactly have the processing power to play the software through Sound Studio, because it's rather processor-intensive. However, Soundflower Bed works pretty well, and for some reason, I'm not quite sure why, but Soundflower Bed started working again. So, I'm using that now, and loving it. So I'm going to start off this podcast trying a new feature, and this is the five-second technology headlines you need to know from news sources around the world. So, got our news music there. Alright. First of all, Japan technology stocks are sinking. And this loss is outweighing the gains in the banking stocks. Second, the FCC has claimed control over voice over IP services, but has left taxes and regulations unaddressed. Third, NASA is making a second attempt at launching a Mach 10 jet. Fourth, Google shares fell 6.7% as selling restrictions were lifted on 39 million shares. And lastly, Italians are angry at the government for proposing a tax on text messages. So those are just the brief headlines there on what's happening in technology today. And you can find links to the full stories in the show notes. And those are located at everythingdigital.tk. Just click the podcast logo beneath the large picture. And that will take you to the podcast page. Just click the show notes links, either in OPML or HTML, beneath any show entry. So, next, I have for you the Tap Dancing Podcaster News. For, I believe this was yesterday's, so for November 16th, 2004... and I also made an error in when I introduced this podcast. It is, in fact, the Wednesday, November 17th, 2004 edition of the Everything Digital podcast. So here is the Tuesday, November 16th edition of the Tap Dance and Podcaster News. And I do believe she has played the tap dancing track here, so I won't need to provide the tap dancing for her. Second.
Secretary of State Colin Powell is quitting and so's a bunch of other secretaries. Will Condoleezza replace him? Just a hunch. About half the cabinet members will be leaving. There goes the unity behind Bush George perceiving. Gold has reached its highest price in 16 and a quarter years as the dollar drifts lower against the euro amid fears. But this could be just what Washington plans. To lower the deficit, and that would be grand. Amber Fry has started to cry before the sentencing phase of the trial of her married lover, Scott. She got him convicted, but his death upon her conscience weighs. She wants him to stay alive in prison and rot. Speaking of Scott Peterson, the foreperson of the jury allegedly kicked himself off it because the others were all in a hurry to convict without proper deliberation. And so the sensation that riveted the nation got a new juror who wanted a quick end to sequestration. Stay tuned for late-breaking updates. That's the Tap Dancin' Podcaster News.
And there is the Tap Dancin' Podcaster News from the openpodcast.org feed. You can either subscribe to that feed or find the newest entries to that on audio.weblogs.com. So next up on the show, I talked about a couple shows ago, I talked about how I had a problem with my iPod where it would just randomly restart and show first the Apple logo and then would switch to a folder with an exclamation point on it. Well, I thought I had fixed it, but it has resurfaced. So it seems that that resetting it or restoring it helps temporarily, but it doesn't seem like a long-term fix. So what happened basically is I was playing the I tried to play the Engadget podcast, and that was about an hour, and just trying to start that hour-long show froze it up, and it did the restart and the folder icon. And also Coverville froze three-quarters through as I was playing that. It just stopped and restarted. So my theory is that either the flash drive is fried. I believe iPods use a flash drive to also manage the music in addition to the hard drive. However, it's a fairly small flash drive. It's basically like temporary memory in order to get songs through the or play through songs quicker without having to have the hard drive spin up so much, and that's why you'll hear it. It'll be pretty silent for a long time, but then when you're flipping through a bunch of songs quickly, it'll spin up after a couple. So my theory is either that flash drive's messed up or the hard drive itself is messed up. So I think I'm going to do an erase of the hard drive once I research it a little more, and see if I can't reformat that. So resetting helps temporarily. For any of those of you who have this problem, just flip the hold switch, or first plug it into a power source, flip the hold switch on and off, and then press and hold both the play and the pause button, or the play pause button and the menu button at the same time. Press and hold those, and then it should restart, and you'll see the Apple logo to appear, or you see the Apple logo appear, and then once that comes on, you can release the buttons, and you will have restarted it, and hopefully avoided the problem temporarily. So I'm still looking for a long-term fix. I'm going to try erasing the hard drive, there is an Apple discussion article on this about the folder exclamation point. It's not extremely helpful. It has some small fixes, and then if those don't work, it recommends either reformatting the hard drive or taking it to an Apple store. So actually, the odd thing is today it was acting up in the morning, and then I was showing someone else the problem, because they're pretty knowledgeable about iPods also, and I was trying to show them the problem, and I took my iPod out, and I started to play the Engadget podcast, and it played perfectly, and then it's been working since then. That was only a couple hours ago, but it's quite odd. It seems to sort of drift in and out. It may be when it uses different sections of the hard drive or the flash drive, this problem acts up on those sections. So I'm not sure. I may be headed for an Apple store sometime in the near future. So you can see the Apple discussion article on that if you have this same problem, and the link is in the show notes. Next, I have a comedy music piece for you. This is by an unknown artist. I forget where I found it on the web, but wherever I found it, there was no artist noted, so I can't credit them, unfortunately. However, here is Super Mario on the Everything Digital podcast.
Mushrooms and he comes back super sized, yeah. Super Mario is going to save the world. Super Mario is going to save the world.
Super Mario is going to save the world.
Super Mario is going to save the world.
Super Mario is going to save the world.
Super Mario is going to save the world.
Super Mario is going to save the world.
Super Mario, thank you for saving the world. Oh, Super Mario, you are the coolest guy I know.
And that is Super Mario on the Everything Digital podcast. So, next up, and lastly, I have, found a new podcast that's out that is quite interesting, and that is Steve Garfield's from stevegarfield.com, Steve Garfield's video podcast. So he is actually delivering video content through Aris, and he is doing this through enclosures, it's interesting. They do have to be pretty short, because otherwise I'm sure the file sizes are pretty horrendous. And it's definitely a new development in podcasting. It takes it to a whole new level. However, this now means that listeners, and I believe this was discussed on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, but now with video, listeners must devote their full attention to the podcast. So they don't really, they can't be doing other things while listening to it. And I know I like to be able to, and also you can't take it on your iPod, which some say would defeat the principle of a podcast, but really, I mean, iPod, that mostly just has to do with the name. It's not like you have to put it on an iPod. So it's definitely interesting, and I'd check it out. And I'm sure he'll find ways to take advantage of the video options and delivers some video content with his podcast. And he's done some of that in his first one. Actually, this is his second one. His first one was just a test. And he basically said this is a test of video podcasting. But now he really seems to be getting into actually podcasting through video and adding content and things. So I'm going to play a clip. Well, not really a clip. I'm going to play the whole of his second podcast. And I don't think this is very long. Probably a couple minutes. So here you go. Steve Garfield's video podcast on the Everything Digital podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Steve Garfield, and this is my video podcast for November 16th. I just got back from a great lunch out in Framingham at a place called the Chicken Bone Saloon. Yeah, very good place. They take all the chicken bones right out of the wings. Yeah, that should hurt. But excellent variety of sauces, and I tried almost all of them, except I didn't try the hot sauce. So, let's see. Today on today's a video podcast, I thought we'd take a look at finding video out on the web. And one great place for finding video on the web is looking at Feedster's RSS feed for video clip enclosures. You can find that at feedster.com. And I found a couple of interesting videos today on archive.org. And the first is a clip from BloggerCon 3, the session on podcasting hosted by Adam Curry. So let's take a look at a little bit of that. Okay, great job, Adam, on that BloggerCon session. And see, even if you didn't attend the session, you can watch the whole thing from the comfort of your own computer. Next up is another thing from archive.org. It's Mosaic, and what that is, it's a daily show that takes news from around the world, and you can watch it if you have DirecTV. But we don't need DirecTV when we've got our computer, so let's take a look at this news from around the world. It's called Mosaic. Let's check that out.
Both sides are betting that they can control the city, but both sides are facing difficulties. Meanwhile, more than 100,000 Iraqis, including families, are inside the city.
The latest attack by the coalition forces in Al-Fallujah has transformed the city into a ghost town. After being a symbol of Iraqi resistance in the face of the American presence in the land of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers for months. It is true that Iraq has been filled with bullets and torn apart with explosions. The air is filled with gunshots and the land has not dried of blood. However, the tragedy of Iraq is not like the tragedy of Al-Fallujah, which suffers from two bitter things. First, from the armed fighters, who the residents insist are not there, contrary to what the Iraqi government and coalition forces are saying. Second, the city remains under the fire of bombs and unprecedented targeting under the pretext that it harbors foreign fighters. The small city that sits on the Euphrates River has been transformed into a city of hell and ghosts.
There you have news from around the world. Very interesting video that you can find out on the web. Again, this is Steve Garfield from stevegarfield.com bringing you today's podcast. And no matter where you are, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. We'll see you again. Bye-bye.
So that is Steve Garfield's video podcast, and as you probably noticed, it's actually pretty easy to tell what's going on just listening to it, so I'm sure if you wanted to put it on a portable device that wasn't a media center, like an iPod, if you wanted to put it on an iPod, then you could just extract the audio from the QuickTime movie, and it would probably make pretty good sense that way as well. So that is all I have for this podcast. And I'm going to end it with some Gilberto Gil or Gilberto Gil. I'm really not sure how to pronounce it, but it is from the Wired Creative Commons CD, and this is Oslotum. And feel free to post any comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.tk. Get to there again by pressing the podcast logo beneath the large picture on the homepage. And that is all for today. So see you on the next podcast.
Eu vou pra Oslo, pra sair no Oslotum, bloco astro da terra do bacalhau, que todo ano cai a neve ou faça sol, vai pra avenida no dia de carnaval. Eu vou pra Oslo pra ver a turma do Pelô, do Pelourinho, Pelourinho. Eu vou pra Oslo aprender um canto pra Xangô, que lá se chama Thor, o filho do trovão. Eu vou pra Oslo encantar, eu vou pra Oslo encantar aquela música, a mais bonita do lugar, do pé lourinho, lourinho, da cabecinha lourinha, do coração igual ao nosso atal. Eu vou pra...